In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Some words from our Gospel reading this morning. And Jesus was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white. The Gospel account that we had today of the transfiguration on the mountaintop is a passage which I'm sure is very familiar to us. Jesus takes with him to the top of the mountain his closest disciples, Peter, James and John. And there on that mountaintop, Jesus is transfigured. He becomes radiant and he shines with the glory of God. There he meets and talks with Moses and Elijah. And for the disciples, this is an experience like nothing else they have ever encountered, and they are absolutely terrified. We know Peter's amazing response, "Shall I make three houses for you here?" What else could he say? But dear Peter has to say something, as he often does in the Gospels. And then we hear from the cloud that great voice of God, God the Father, saying, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." And it's very strange that the disciples are told not to say anything about this amazing experience until later. So we know the account, we know this story of the transfiguration. But what does it mean? Well, this is a sign, of course, of the glory of Christ. The glory of Christ, which was his before the beginning of time. The glory of Christ, which was and is his in the presence of the Father. And a glory to which we are called, each one of us, you and me, we are called one day to stand in this glory. When we think of Moses and Elijah and thinking about what this passage might mean, it's not just that Moses and Elijah are random figures from the Old Testament, prominent though they are there, but Moses and Elijah appear and symbolise the law and the prophets, the law and the prophets which Jesus has come to fulfil in his own lifetime. And the voice from God which is heard, this is affirmation from the Father. This is affirmation from the Father that this Jesus is his Son. He is the Beloved One. He is the eternal Word of God, who, as we read in that reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, Jesus, who gives the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. And the voice from God, commands us, as it commands his disciples, Peter, James and John, listen to him. Listen to what Jesus will say. It's interesting to reflect, I don't know whether you've stopped to ask this question of yourselves, but why do we have this reading today, on the Sunday before Lent? Surely the Feast of the Transfiguration takes place later in the year. Well, this isn't a mistake by those who compile the lectionary, that system of readings which we follow throughout the year. And in the lectionary which we use in our church, and in many others of course, the lectionary, this structure of readings, is over 3 years, three different years, at the end of which we're ensured that we will have covered the main themes and the significant parts of God's word in the scriptures. And in each of the 3 years of the lectionary, this Sunday, the one the Sunday before Lent, on each of these occasions, the reading is of the Transfiguration. Christ's glory is revealed and affirmed by the Father today on the mountain top. Christ's glory is revealed as he fulfills the Old Testament law and the prophets. And Christ's glory is revealed, yes, at the climax of Lent and Holy Week, in the outpouring of love for the whole of creation on the cross at Calvary. The cross which is to follow for Jesus, with all of its pain and anguish, may seem to be to us, as it was to those first disciples, at least initially, it might seem to be defeat, and it might seem to be desolation. But it is the cross which becomes the supreme revelation of the glory of Christ. Archbishop Michael Ramsay, as he was, in one of his books, just a short book called God, Christ and the World, says this: "The self-giving love of Calvary discloses not the abolition of deity, but the essence of deity in its eternity and perfection. God is Christ-like, and in him is no un-Christ-likeness at all. And the glory of God in all eternity is that ceaseless, self-giving love of which Calvary is the measure." Powerful words, as always, from Archbishop Michael Ramsay. The Transfiguration is, therefore, of course, an event in the past, and it is full of meaning. But it is also promise of the future, and it is also about the here and the now for us. For the glory of Christ is still all around us. Each day is filled with God's presence and God's glory, if we would just open our eyes to see it. Like Elisha in that first reading, where his eyes are opened and he sees the transformation of Elijah, his master, to heaven, and he sees that great chariot of fire and the whole hosts of heaven all around him. But it's also about the possibility of transfiguration, transformation for us, for each one of us. For we're not just called to walk in God's ways, following Christ as our master. We're not just called to try and do our best, to be good and to be kind. But our vocation, for each and every one of us, our vocation is to shine with Christ's light in the world, among those with whom we share life, and to those who are around us. In the words of that great hymn from Charles Wesley, Love Divine, we are called to be changed from glory to glory. But the Transfiguration is also about a transformation of the situations that we encounter day by day. The Transfiguration is about allowing the divine to break into the earthly, for the heavenly to transform the mundane. In those lovely words of George Herbert in that great hymn, which I'm sure we're very familiar with, "Teach me, my God and King, in all things thee to see." And yes, The Transfiguration also assures us that God is there in the tragic and the painful things of life too. The glory and the presence of Christ can transform the dark times of COVID, which we're undergoing at this time. Transform those painful experiences with the reassurance that God is present with us in our suffering at this time and whenever it might occur. And Jesus was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white. As we reflect on this reading today, may our eyes be open to see the glory of God all around us each day. And as we begin to see that glory, may our lives be transformed day by day into the glory to which we are called. Amen.